This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Maria Waz, M-A-R-I-A, last name Waz, V-A-Z, Waz, date of birth 5-27-1959. This letter is being written to Dr. Philip C., first name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name is C, T-S-E-C, 373 South Redwood Avenue, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number 408-261-3739. Fax number 408-261-3737. Dear Dr. Philip C., P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name C, T-S-E-C. This is a follow-up note on our mutual patient Maria Waz, period. I saw Maria today for a follow-up, period. As you know, I had seen her on two different occasions for many different symptoms, including many different symptoms and possible mold allergy and mold sensitivity, period. You already have received, hopefully you have already received my previous consultation note on Maria. Today she came back complaining of many, many different symptoms like skin problem, itching, rashes, eye problems, sometimes having difficulty in breathing, period. She feels she's allergic to many different foods, including walnuts, and can eat organic foods, but not non-organic foods, period. They can cause lip swelling, flaky lips, and burning throat, and some other non-specific symptoms, period. She says she has many aches and pains, and sometimes if she eats too many foods, which she believes she might be allergic to, and then she feels like a zombie, and period. She believes she may be allergic to foods, but I told her basic food allergy testing was negative, and she certainly may be sensitive to different foods, or may be sensitive to non-organic foods, but I do not have a way of testing that particular problem, period. She feels she may be allergic to chemicals and preservatives, and I told her that certainly it could be possible, but I have no means of testing to these kind of foods, and I'm not aware of anybody around here who really does this kind of work, period. Overall, her demeanor was pretty reasonable, and she did not seem to be very anxious or in any kind of discomfort, but did have many vague symptoms and complaints, period. She also felt that living in a hotel was living in home was somewhat problematic, and then again living in hotel was not very practical, period. Basically, I was really not sure what to make out of all the symptoms that she has been bringing to my attention, period. Since the first visit, which is about 3 months ago, no other substantial changes have occurred in her life, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of typical allergies and its relationship to various symptoms. I told her these symptoms are generally not symptoms of a typical allergic disease, but certainly it could be a manifestation of something else, and I am unable to come up with any working diagnosis, period. She wanted me to refer her to some other doctors, and I'm really not sure what other doctors that I would be able to refer to, period. So you could certainly refer her to another adult allergist who may be doing some other testing, and there are other adult allergists available in our PMG panel, period. She also wanted to be referred to Stanford or some other university for some kind of research study, and I told her I have no idea where any studies like that are being done, period. You may also consider referring her to a social worker or a counselor or some other health worker who can work with her and try to come up with some solution, period. Certainly, I would be very happy to help in any way I can, but in terms of trying to come up with a diagnosis and a solution to her problem, I really don't have any definite answers, period. She will be calling you and asking for some referrals, and please go ahead and provide her with any referrals that might be of use, that might be of some benefit to her in coming up with a working solution to her problems, period. New paragraph. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of declaration on patient Maria Voss. Thank you.